Proclamation number 6522 of 13th of April, 1956. Process of maturing. Limited and unlimited bliss. All of you will find your way back to me and one day will be filled with unspeakable bliss. You, who are already mine through your will and your conscious striving towards me, you can understand these words, for you know about my plan of salvation, the plan of deification of the beings once created by me. But the words are incomprehensible to anyone who does not possess this knowledge, because they do not yet know and acknowledge me myself and therefore can never believe in or return to me. And their path will still be infinitely long until the goal is reached. But I do not know time. For me what you call a long time is a moment, and I see just as clearly what lies ahead of you in ages as what is happening in this time. I therefore also know which paths all of you still have to take. I know in which period of time the return of each individual to me will take place. And I am blissful to know my plan of deification of all beings to be purposeful and successful someday. To be able to prepare a bliss for all my creatures which no human being can imagine. But I cannot depart from the law of my eternal order. I cannot prematurely bestow bliss upon my creations as long as they do not move within my order. And therefore countless beings will still have to go through a process of maturing which will extend over ages because they do not comply with the law of my order, because their will is directed differently and first must change before the process can be completed. This is why the spiritual substances which have not yet reached maturity will still need material creations for ages. And only when everything is completely spiritualized, thus when it has completely entered my eternal order, will these material creations be replaced by spiritual creations, and only then the ascending development will continue in these spiritual creations, because the striving upwards will never come to an end, because I myself always and forever stand above all spiritual beings as beyond reach. But I am also always and forever striven for by them, and this constantly signifies increasing light and power flowing to the perfect being from me. It is impossible for you humans with limited comprehension to be able to follow me in this because, as long as you are imperfect, everything appears limited to you but perfection is unlimited. And precisely this is the being's bliss, that they never stop striving towards me, that they always feel my nearness more, that their desire is always fulfilled, but that they will also never stop longing for me, and constant longing and constant fulfillment create unlimited bliss. So one day all of you will reach this goal. But as long as you are still wretched, you will also be tormented by the endless time. Or, because this state is agonizing, you will feel the duration of being far away from me to be dreadfully long, and yet you can end this state of torment yourselves. Your free will lead you to me in a short time, or it will also keep you separated from me for ages. And therefore I convey the knowledge to you humans which should one day seriously prompt you to think about it, which should spur you on to enter into my will and eagerly strive for perfection, as far as this is possible on earth. What you humans cannot yet believe, consider it as an illusion and give yourselves over to this illusion. And soon you will realize that it only gives your life the right focal point. And the danger is over for you that you yourselves will prolong the period of time until your return to me. for soon you will also look at your earthly life with alert eyes and a clear mind. You will recognize truth as truth and now consciously work on yourselves, on your perfection. You will even shorten the period of separation from me because your will is now directed right. Amen.